Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, we start off with a bang here. The Talk Radio the Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here in all my regalia to actually step out of the way so that Michael can go through the charts for this past week, talk about the stories, the people. We'll get into some of the things that happened, some of the highlights of the Talkers Convention last week. And so with that introduction, Mr. Harrison, you can please take it away.
All right, here we go. What a week. At number 10, Tucker on Twitter. And Light, is it pronounced Light? Is Chris Light
Licht? Maybe it's Licht.
Licht
and Light.
A lot of that goes on in the corporate world. Licht exits CNN. Yeah. But number 9, U.S.-China relations. At number 8, Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, the Biden family investigation. At number 6, LGBTQ activism. At number 5, the East blanketed by smoke. At number 4, transporting of migrants. At number 3, House GOP infighting. Number 2, Trump indicted. And number 1, the 2024 presidential race, which is off and running. The People Survey, Chris Licht, Light, the guy from CNN.
He did such a marvelous job of cutting the audience in half in the year that he was there. So the reward is, you're fired. It's like Trump on The Apprentice. You're fired.
Yeah, which goes to show that the pressure goes all the way up to the top. You know,
of course.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that. At number 9, Tucker Carlson. At number 8, Hunter Biden. At number 7, Gavin Newsom. At number 6, Ron DeSantis. At number 5, Kevin McCarthy. At number 4, RFK Jr. Mike Pence and Chris Christie occupy number 3. Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go.
All right, so we have, as would be expected, it'll always be near the top of our list every week, which, by the way, you can find at Trump.com, where that came from, I don't know, at Talkers.com. Certainly that won't be confused with Trump.com or GoodDayShow.com. So the presidential race and all the accoutrements to it, I thought it was interesting this week as we try to separate the chaff from the wheat, and what's the difference between DeSantis and Trump, or Pence and DeSantis, or Nikki Haley, or whoever's running. So DeSantis says, as he rails against socialism, this week he declared a Victims of Communism Day in Florida, so that citizens could learn about the dangers posed by socialism around the world, and warning about this happening here at home. He says that he has done the trick. He's purged favorable references to socialism from textbooks in Florida, and he is he's talking about some of the Florida colleges and colleges elsewhere, Michael, as socialism factories. What is this going on? You know, you'd think that he would sympathize with the migrants coming from socialist countries like Venezuela and Cuba, but instead he's been hostile to immigration. And I don't know, is there a...
That's an interesting twist, yeah. He's hostile against communism, socialism, and hostile against people fleeing it.
Yeah.
Why would these people be fleeing it to come here if we had it?
Yes. Or if they understood that we had it. I think he's tricky. He reminds me of Tricky. Remember when Nixon was president, we used to call him Tricky Dick? Some people did. Tricky Dick.
Yeah.
I think that Tricky Ron, I don't know, we come up with something that's more clever than Tricky Ron.
How about Ron DeSantis?
Hey! Somebody already did that, didn't they? I think it's good, though. Yeah, hold on to that.
It's amazing it works.
He's sanctimonious.
So, you think that Ron is sort of a tricky dicky type of guy, or a slick willy?
Yeah.
Remember slick willy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the symbol. And at least we're bipartisan in our use of these old terms. Tricky dick, slick willy.
Yep. And so, under the circumstances, what do we have? What sort of person emerges as a future candidate and or future president? What are we looking for? Well, you know what? I said this last week at the convention. I had watched that. If somebody was talking to me, I'd be interviewed by somebody. I don't remember who it was. But we were talking about the Trump visit with Sean on the, what was it, the night before the convention. Matter of fact, when I got to the hotel, that's what I was watching. The town meeting that Trump had with Sean in Iowa someplace. And as I sat there, you know, I've certainly been critical. I probably still wouldn't vote for Trump. But as I'm listening to him, I'm thinking, you know, I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with that. This guy is making sense. And he's such a clown. I wish that he, you know, you can't, I guess, get the best of everything. But most of the things that he stands for, with the exception of, the big exception for me was the corruption in the Ag Department and his horrible the sector of agriculture. But generally speaking, at least in terms of saying, maybe doesn't reflect in deeds, but Trump had a lot of things that were appealing to me. And I don't know, is that how it works? Would I vote for him? I can't imagine in this world. I'm more interested in number four this week on the people list. Here's something. This is like a rocket ship, right? The Robert F. Kennedy Jr. phenom. What do you think of that?
Is it a phenom?
I think it is. Yeah. I think he's come from nowhere. Nobody knew who this guy was. They know he's Kennedy's, the Robert Kennedy's son. They don't know he's 69 years old. They don't know he's married to an actress. He lives in Los Angeles. And he's an anti-vaxxer. And, you know, a lot of other things that are not typically considered at the forefront of Democratic politics. And he already has it's either a 24% or 27. There was a U.S. vote poll taken last weekend of Democratic voters, and 1,599 people were in the poll, and I don't have it in front of me. It was like 24% or 27% of the potential Democratic pool likes this guy already. What does that tell you about Biden and what the Democratic Party is trying to shove down their members' throats?
Well, I mean, you're saying that RFK Jr. and Donald Trump are saying things with which you agree.
Yep. What about you?
That's what you just said.
Hey,
it's very easy to say what people want to hear.
Okay, what about the track record? We know what Trump did. He did some good things.
I think that there's more to it than just what you say. It's what you do, how you act, what you stand for, and what impact you have on a society and its institutions.
I think that's what you think, and I think that's the appropriate way to look at it. I'm not sure the American electorate is that precise in their thinking.
Some do and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the media and journalism seeks that information, and other aspects of journalism and the media seeks to tell people what they want to hear as well. Mm-hmm. But the key to really voting intelligently is to understand there's a difference between what people say and what they do, and understand the word pandering.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of pandering going on.
And
that's all I can say.
Say what people want to hear. All right, number nine this week on the story list is our relationship with China, as China now seems to be moving into Cuba, nearing a deal that would allow them to establish a surveillance base on Cuba. Won't that be handy for our friends? These are our friends. We made them what they are, and now look at what they are. They're eavesdropping. They want to know what's going on. They want to take over the world, and they can get the perfect foil in Cuba, because that's the one mistake, one of the mistakes Trump made was reversing the Obama policy and previous policies of having a relationship with Cuba. So and I don't know whether Trump will take credit or be given, the Democrats are smart enough to say, look, Trump, look what he did. He took us out of Cuba, and now the Chinese are moving into that vacuum.
Well, that's the whole premise for sticking our nose in other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a very big populist movement, and I think RFK Jr. is behind that, that we should stay out of other people's business. Mm-hmm. That we should go back to the original George Washington-inspired idea of no foreign entanglements.
Yeah.
And stop investing in war. And stop giving war, you know, machinery to our allies and engage in what's called proxy wars. The Vietnamese war, proxy war. Korea, proxy war. Ukraine, proxy war. It's really, you know, Russia versus the U.S.
Yep, behind the scenes.
If we get into a situation with Taiwan, Russia China versus the U.S. But if we don't, here's the other side of the coin, and you just described it. If we don't do that, then we let these countries come in and take over and have influence and affect world markets and affect ultimately our security, because the world is a small place. It's not that big anymore. So what do? Do you stick your nose in everybody's business, or do you just run your own country and the hell with the rest of the world?
I'm going to stick my nose into people's health at the moment and talk about very safe weight loss. This is a product that has no drugs, no stimulants. Product is Calitrin, number one choice here in America for healthy weight loss. Some of our politicians could. There was a shot. The guy from CNN is in the list this week because he took a shot at Chris Christie. Maybe somebody should point out to Chris Christie, this is the safe way to lose weight, or maybe it's none of our business. But if you've made it your business to take care of you and members of your family, may I invite you to go to toploss.com, which is the headquarters for Calitrin, the number one way, not only in America, but around the world now, to have safe, natural weight loss. And the kicker here is you can keep the weight off. That's what the beauty is of this. Get on the program, Calitrin, all kinds of special sales right now, 4 months for $279, 83 months. Well, you look at the list at toploss.com and make up your mind. Use Doug when you check out and you have free shipping. That's Calitrin, lose weight the healthy way. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Back with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are so many things that I want to address here. The presidential race, 2024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here going through, not necessarily in order, the items that are in the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine this week. You can find the charts listed at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Number six, the activism focus for people who are different. And I was about to say people who are different than us, but that's an assumption and maybe sounds a little arrogant because the world, it seems, is it, I guess my question here, Michael, for you in terms of observation, is it that there are more lesbians, gay people, bisexual people, and whatever other...
Trans and queer.
Yeah. So are there more of them? Or are we just paying more attention? Like, I would never have thought there would be a story wrapped around this country singer, Brooke Eden, who has been, was told, she said she did an interview with regard to some of these things, and she's very active in the lesbian community. She's married to a woman that she met in 2015, but she waited 5 years to go public with their love because she was told by people in the country music world, if you go public with that, it will ruin your career. People who like country music don't like gay women, don't like gay men. It's not America. It's not patriotic to be gay. So she didn't. And then she said, you know what, I'm sick of this. I love this woman. We're gonna come out. So she came out and didn't affect her career at all. But maybe it would have in 2015. It doesn't do it now. If anything, it enhances it. Yeah, do you think?
Well, I don't know. You've asked a few questions. You've asked, are there more gay people today than there used to be? Or,
I did.
Or are we talking about it more? Or, yeah. or what? Well, what do you think? Do you think there are more gay people, lesbians, bis, trans, Qs? All of these things that you refer to as them, are there more of them now, or are we just creating an? Are we collectively creating an environment in which they feel safer acknowledging their ways?
Yes and no. I would say that there is, in terms of percentages, there have always been gay people, and there have always been people who have been uncomfortable around gay people. So until the modern era, gay people have not been encouraged to be out there with their with their feelings. When it comes to some of the nitty-gritty things that I do think are new, like talking to 13-year-olds about sex change, and maybe are you sure you're a boy, do you want to be a girl, that kind of stuff, I think that's new. I think it's rude. I think it's crude. I think it's uncouth. I think it's unnecessary. As a matter of fact, I think it's immoral. But the other things that are part of this quote-unquote movement, I think are quite legitimate. But that stuff, no. I don't. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that which you refer to as us, the heterosexual world, yeah. I find that in your face is offensive.
Uh-huh.
A hyper heterosexuality in your face. People mm-hmm. having sex on the street. You know.
Yeah. Right.
The way people handle themselves. That's you know. Should LGBTQ people do more of what heterosexuals even find offensive among themselves is the question. In other words, how do we deal with sex and gender?
In America,
we obviously have problems. We have problems with it. We humans.
Yeah,
we're screwed up. We're neurotic. You know, we're neurotic.
Speak for yourself. You think I'm neurotic? I don't think I'm.
God, you bring it to new heights.
That's why we're such good friends. I got it.
I mean, if you look around, we live in a sea of neurosis.
We sure do. Yep. All right, speaking of that, we'll talk more about Donald Trump when we come back. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Officials in Philadelphia say a busy stretch of Interstate 95 is closed indefinitely after a tanker truck fire caused the collapse of a freeway overpass. Governor Josh Shapiro says it could take months to rebuild the infrastructure. North Dakota Governor and GOP presidential hopeful Doug Burgum says he's staying focused on what he considers the nation's priorities. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Burgum says if elected, he would visit the southern border within his first 2 weeks in office. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling espionage charges against former President Trump, quote, ridiculous. Appearing on ABC's This Week, the South Carolina Republican insisted Trump is not a spy and never shared top-secret material with the media. Novak Djokovic wins the French Open on Sunday for his record-setting 23rd Grand Slam title. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To the talk radio countdown music. We get back into the second half hour of our talk radio countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael from Talkers Magazine. The fireside chats that you had last Friday at the convention down at Hofstra University, your alma mater. And you told me something I didn't know. I've known you for 30 plus years. I did not know you grew up down the street from Hofstra. I knew you were a New Yorker, but for some reason I thought of you as a Brooklynite. I don't know why.
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, but I wound up moving to Long Island. And when I say I grew up down the street was 7 miles away, 8 miles
away. Yeah, okay. You know, close enough.
I didn't live next door. But it's that whole Hempstead Turnpike, mid-island, Long Island thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
It's a nice area, actually. I thought it was quite a nice area.
It has its pluses and its minuses. And when you go mm-hmm. back to a place that you grew up in 100 years earlier, there's always a shock value, you know.
Not for me. I'm still where I grew up.
Okay.
Shocks here. I mean, people move around. It's unusual for people to stay where they grew up.
What happened, you know, childhood years from 6 years old to 12 years old or 13 years old in a town called Farmingdale, and then I lived my teen years in Freeport, both on Long Island. So you go back to those are formative years, and then I haven't lived on Long Island forever. I mean, I've lived in L.A., I've lived in San Diego, I have a place that I've lived in South Florida, I've gone back to New York and lived there, and of course I live in Massachusetts. So I have a whole different view. So you go back to the strip that you used to drive, you know, the area that you grew up in those formative years, and you see the differences, and occasionally you see something in the middle of the new architecture that was there when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we have
plays differently sometimes.
Well, it's mystical. It's mystical going back to an old neighborhood you haven't been in a long time and going there at a different stage in your life. You're older, you're different, and you see the same sidewalks you played on as a kid or whatever. Unless you've gone away and lived other places and not gone back in a while, it's very hard to explain that. I see people listening all around the country are nodding at me. They've had that same experience. I can see my listeners. But that's what happens when I go back there. Now, that place that we have the pizza party on Friday night after the thing, I invite a bunch of my closest friends. You know, there's nothing political about it, just my buddies. And we go to this particular pizza Italian restaurant joint. That place is owned by the same family since the 50s.
You're a kid.
How many places can you go that are exactly the same as they were when you were a kid?
No. And the pizza's good. We were talking off the air about the pizza. I'm not usually a pizza eater. I love it, but it doesn't agree with me. And yet the pizza that I had more slices than I probably should have last Friday, and it settled fine. It took, you know, I thought on the way home I would not be comfortable, but I was fine.
Yeah.
Good pizza.
A big plug. Nobody's getting paid. There's no trade. There's no nothing. They have no idea who we are. I take out 25, you know, a room for 25 people, and we pay full price, so this is not a commercial. But that Borelli's pizza on Long Island is better than any I've ever had.
Yeah.
And there's the old, I grew up with certain pizza syndrome. You know, people think the pizza they grew up with is the best. Whatever you grew up with is the best, but this is actually the best. And Long Island has fabulous Italian restaurants, fabulous Chinese restaurants, and fabulous diners. And all around the country, people who did not grow up in New York, Long Island, and New Jersey, any place called a diner is usually just a glorified
Connecticut
diner.
Has good diners, too. Yeah.
As you get closer to New York.
Yeah, it's all close. You're right.
Most
from
diners.
From Milford on down.
Yeah, most diners are just fancy luncheonettes.
Yeah, no, these are real diners. Shiny. That's actually a good one in Wallingford, too, if you get down there. All right, let's get back to our countdown. Actually, I want to go back. Well, I want to stay with the... I want to go back to the convention, because you did a couple of fireside chats.
Ah, yes.
That I would like you to talk about. I know that the video will be available on talkers.com, but I think it would be instructive for the audience to hear, because the people you talk to are so much a part of conventional talk radio and talk TV.
Well, the fireside chat is a term that goes back to Franklin Roosevelt's radio fireside chats. It's a figurative term. There's no fire, and there's no fireside. As a matter of fact, it's the heat of the summer. But that being said, a fireside chat is a one-on-one conversation at a convention, and the name of it gives sort of the idea that it's really no-nonsense and intimate and candid, which hopefully these were. I did two such fireside chats. I did one with Christopher Ruddy, who is the CEO and founder
founder of Newsmax, and he's sort of the man of the hour in terms of the cable TV wars, the cable news talk TV wars. And the other fellow that I did a fireside chat with, might be of less interest to the people listening to this broadcast, is a CEO of Connoisseur Media, a major company. His name is Jeff Warshaw. And we talked shop. Yeah, we talked shop.
Yeah,
the reason we put him in there is because his name keeps coming up as somebody who might be he might be one of the people that buys one of the major companies down the road. Yeah. So we always like to get him before anybody else. Chris Ruddy and I talked about the nuts and bolts of what's going on in cable news talk television.
Well, you've known him for years. You had dinner with him and Trump once a year or two or three ago. I forget what it was.
I had a number of dinners with him and Trump.
Yeah.
But I know Chris Ruddy all the way back to when he was just a reporter starting out his own little business called Newsmax, which was at that time a conservative website. Mm-hmm. And he's done an incredible job of building it into a major force. I think Ted Turner started CNN in 1980.
Yeah, right.
He started Newsmax in the 1990s, and look at it today.
So what do you now? Let's fast forward or go back a little bit. One of the things on the list this week, about the people list and the story list, is this fellow Licht or Light, whatever his name is, the fellow who ran for the past year CNN and oversaw its demise. Now he has the network has half as many viewers as it did a year ago when he took the job, and so they fired him, as well they should have. But you look at the prominence in the 80s when Ted Turner started CNN, what the idea was, it was the first of its kind. And then you think, okay, will Newsmax suffer, or any of these outfits now, suffer the same fate as the audience changes?
They certainly are in danger of suffering the same fate, and that's why positioning and strategy, it's like being a football coach, mm-hmm. Or a basketball coach. These are very important things to deal with when running a television news talk network, because you're caught between being serious, objective, credible journalists versus the daily dance of affirmation, targeting an audience and telling them exactly what they want to hear.
Yep.
And this is a difficult dance. It's a difficult dance. And obviously, what happened with CNN, it didn't tell enough people what they wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the dance going on right now on the right between Fox and Newsmax. Now,
look out for News Nation. I think you're going to see things. People are getting wise to all of the pejorative stuff. It's like, okay, there's an audience for people who want to hear what the Fox folks say. There's an audience for what the people, for what is being said on MSNBC. Yep, there's an audience for this show. There also is an audience for straightforward news reporting, which was the standard before, and we've gotten off of that standard.
If we only judge these news networks by how many people are watching, and this is what scares me, you know, Chris liked or licked. Was fired because the audience is half the size. What if the audience is more intelligent? What if the audience is that group of people that you're saying wants journalism? I'm not saying it is.
Yep.
All I'm saying is, when everything is judged by how many people are clicking and how many people are watching, well, what does that have to do with truth?
It has to do with money.
Well that's
right.
Do you realize the terrible predicament that we're in?
Yeah.
If the only standard for journalism is clicks,
yep,
then any crap could pass as successful journalism.
Well, listen to it with the radio. There's a lot of crap on the radio that gets listeners, and therefore an audience is something that can be sold to advertisers, and that's how all these people get paid.
But you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't have both distinguished journalism and necessarily a large audience. When you're keep your eye on News Nation. Are you saying that there are more people interested in the kind of journalism they're attempting to do than people wanting to hear what Tucker Carlson says?
I'm saying that's where my heart is. And I think there are other people with me. Like, my heart may be with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because he says thing. I don't know. Is he really the real machine? Is he the real Megillah? I don't know. We'll find out.
Right. But what do we do? What do we do about the fact that box office is the only determining factor of quality in today's society? It's not.
Well, it isn't because the Oscars.
Movies.
Yeah, but the Oscars don't follow that. But you'd like to think they would. Maybe there's a little better blend. Should Mission Impossible, or let's go back to Top Gun, should that have won the Academy Award for the Best Picture? In terms of sales, it was a runaway. So why didn't that win Best Picture? Somebody in the inside circle didn't think it was the Best Picture. So, you know, that whole business of the Oscars becomes irrelevant.
Yeah. That's politics. That's,
you know,
industrial politics.
I don't want to go. We only have a minute or so here. sorry. It turns out a number. Well, it was originally before we redid the charts. The whole business of the PGA and the Saudis was on the list, and it turns out Phil Mickelson was right all along about the PGA Tour. Do you believe these guys have sold out to the Saudis? The Saudis will buy it with money. Buy it up. We want everything that has anything to do with money. I find it hard to... I'm not a golfer or a fan, but I just look at that, those damn arrogant Saudis and what they do.
Do you believe that Trump's son-in-law sold out to the Saudis? I mean, you know, come on.
Sure, I do. I believe that. Just like I believe Hunter Biden sold out to the Chinese. Yeah, okay.
Welcome to human nature and to the problems we have dealing with ourselves.
Time for you to discover what you love. 100% guaranteed everyday perfection. If you're looking for something that's good for dinner for dad for Father's Day, get their extra age juicy and tender steaks. Their bigger and better burgers. The feast of other favorites, which you can have right now by using the code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG. You can save a lot of money on Dad's favorite grill pack. $99.99, that's the deal, including 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. OmahaSteaks.com for Father's Day. Use the code 30DUG for that $99.99 deal. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Here we are at 43 after the hour on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's June the 5th. Joining us now is a lady.
So-
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Interesting movies, maybe that's not the right adjective, but it is a great product of Hollywood, and we all loved all. I liked all three of them. Did you like all three of them?
Yeah. I did. I think it's a great trilogy. I think along with the original Star Wars movies, Back to the Future was a great trilogy,
Yep, good deal.
And if you play that, because Michael J. Fox turned 62 years old today. Back to the Future, regarded by most people as one of the better genre films of all time. A great movie from 85. And Michael J. Fox has a documentary on Apple TV. I watched it. It was very good, if you like
him. About him dealing with his... His Parkinson's, it's gotten very strong reviews. He, you know, you never know how long somebody with that, he's had it for so long.
But he's got a great personality, and he's got a sense of humor about everything, including that, which is why he's an enjoyable person to listen to. He has a lot of good insight about a lot of different things, so it is a very good doc if people have Apple TV and want something to watch. It's good.
Yep. Robert De Niro has gotten the key to New York City, and he has his own festival now, De Niro Con. His birthday is right around the corner. He owns a production company called Tribeca Films.
Yes.
And he owns a restaurant, I think, called the Tribeca Grill.
Uh-huh.
Right, if I'm not mistaken.
I have not eaten there, but yeah, that is accurate.
He's 80 years old, and he's still at it. What do you think of this new Bob De Niro? I say Bob De Niro like he's my friend.
Yes.
The new, what was it called, The Godfather or something? What, not Godfather. The Father? What's that movie that's...
Yeah, it was a comedy. He did a... It opened last... It opened Memorial Day weekend. I'm trying to recall the title. He did it with a stand-up comedy in his first forte and to feature films. It got middling reviews. It didn't do very well. But I have a feeling it'll garner a second life in when it hits streaming.
Oh, yeah.
De Niro's done so much in terms of his more serious career. Obviously, I think his work in the Godfather 2, Taxi Driver, that's some of his all-time great work. But, you know, Meet the Parents,
yeah.
He's done comedy extremely well.
Yeah,
he's done some clunkers. If you've been around that long, you're going to do some clunkers.
Of course you are.
And obviously everybody needs to pay the bills. So, you know, you're going to take the paycheck for some shoddy work. But overall, he's obviously one of the best talents of all time.
I'm looking at the people who are on the guest list for his birthday party. Let's see here. Martin Scorsese, Matt Damon, Mark Ruffalo, Brendan Fraser. Let's see here. Deborah Messing. I find that interesting. By the way, Deborah Messing has been quoted as when she talks about how the former NBC president wanted to get a boob operation for Will and Grace. She didn't have big breasts, and he said, if you want to get this part, you better have an operation.
Well, Rita, that certainly wouldn't fly now. your job security on his part would be in big trouble.
She said she thought she ought to put chicken cutlets in her bra to make them bigger. I thought that was interesting.
I like her.
Anyway.
She's very good.
Yeah, I
got two things I want to touch on. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, reportedly tracking at around a $60 million opening weekend when it hits theaters June 30th. That would leave it about $40 million shy of the last installment, Crystal Skull. Now, that has nothing to do with the quality of the film, but it does. That would be considered a fairly softer opening than Paramount Disney, who owns the property now, would want. I'm assuming they're going to put some serious money in the next few weeks to get
to promo it.
The question is, here's the deal, Doug. Those type of franchises obviously have to discover new generations because they've been out. Raiders came out in 1982. So will people who are in their teens and early 20s go see this film in a movie theater? Those are the people they got to try to get.
If they're smart, they will, because it's a great storyline. Great storyline. Great. That's the whole thing.
Here's another one. Vin Diesel on his social media account says April 25th, 2025, Fast X Part 2 will hit theaters. So it appears Universal Studios is still gung-ho on producing movies in this franchise. Dwayne Johnson, it was announced, Doug, will do another spin-off film within the confines of this franchise to be released in the next few years.
Is he doing it with Stratham? Is he going to?
I'm not sure. They did not announce that. I would not be surprised if somehow they get Jason Momoa, who plays the villain in this installment, to team up with him and keep the material somewhat fresh. If I had to guess, I think that might happen.
Well, you're not necessarily a guessing fellow. You deal in facts, Chuck Curry. That's what I like about having you here. Chuck Curry, back on Monday with Box Office Totals here on Good Day in this very same time slot. 59 past the hour, speaking of time, on Good Day.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.